Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor sitting in with my good buddy Captain Scott Shank as usual every Thursday evening from 7 to 8. And you know what? Just open Moe's back up. I'll be good.
We went there last night.
Yeah.
I do. I support. I love Moe's. I mean, the kids want it again.
Yeah.
My kids wanted Moe's last night.
I'm so excited.
You know,
for
the grandbabies eat their little quesadillas and stuff and support local businesses and support Moe's. I like the Joey. That's just me.
That's just you.
I'm not a guacamole kind of guy.
I am. I'm you know, thank God April's over. I mean, seriously, it's been for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just been it's been a tough month for the nation, for the world, and just to hear that on Monday we're going back to
somewhat of normalcy.
Yeah. I mean, obviously things have changed. I get it, but man,
it's going to be changed for the rest of our lives.
No, I know it is, and I agree with that. I agree with that. But
nothing will ever be the same again.
It was cool. I was driving today. And saw where Kyle Seafood was open.
They opened up on Monday.
Yeah, you know, and I thought, dadgummit, that's cool. You know, people can go in there and get fresh seafood.
They're standing in line. I watched how they work it and stuff like that. There's only allowed two people at a time.
There's my point is that, okay, you got shrimp boats dragging. Okay, they have no place to sell shrimp.
John just opened up on Monday, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So now the restaurants are opening back up, so that's going to help the shrimpers, you know, and then people are going to go and eat, so that's going to help the waiters and waitresses and the bartenders and the owners of the restaurants. I'm happy. I am, too.
I mean, it's going to be maybe next week. It'll be like a soft opening on hotels and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Beaches are going to be open.
Beaches are going to be open to all the beaches.
Yep, now
are going to be open
full time. We can sell some tackle again.
Yeah, we could finally get, gosh. If it wasn't one thing, it was another. You weren't running charters, and we couldn't sell tackle because everything was closed. It's like, dang, this is twofold for us.
I know.
But anyhow, spent a lot of time building tackle.
Yeah, we did.
I've been building tackle. My fingers are raw.
Just in case you haven't heard, folks, Scott and I, along with our wives, if we forget them.
Yeah, please do not.
We started Scott started a tackle company last year, and we've just kind of expanded it. And in January, we started a tackle company called Captain's Choice Tackle, and it was going along very well, and then just got shut
and
down.
The brakes locked up.
Yeah. So, but if you go in the strike zone, Janung's oldest city bait and tackle around here.
Got a welcome new one.
Oh.
Beamish Custom Tackle joined the...
Off of Riberia?
No. Oh. They are off of Diesel Road, which is at where St. Augustine Shipyards is.
Okay. Cool.
Right off of US 1.
Cool.
On Diesel Road. Big place. Go in there and see Captain Roland Beamish. He is the owner proprietor. And he isn't doing everything of us. He's just taking care of all of our offshore stuff.
Offshore stuff. Like,
because that's all he does.
Like
offshore are bottom fish rigs, which includes the double rigs, which includes the trigger fish rigs,
right.
Kingfish rigs,
yep.
Ribbon fish rigs.
Yep.
All that will be more so we'll talk about as we get into the season.
Yeah.
Because honestly, truthfully, with the beaches kind of being partially open, I mean, the pictures that I've been seeing on Facebook, they're, I mean, pompanos are here and so are the white, and they've been killing it.
This is you know? The time of year. I mean, you talk to our buddy Noel Kuhn, mm-hmm. Who's kind of the surf fishing guy, and he'll tell you, you know, he's been following these fish all the way up the state where the beaches were open.
Right.
And, right now, I know that I did an offshore trip on Tuesday. It's 73 degrees, bro.
It's still cold.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you know, we're going to have some. God, the weather looks amazing
you
coming
see
up.
That for next week?
Yeah, amazing.
Woo,
coming
Lord.
Up. For the folks that are fishing this weekend.
I'm ready to sweat.
It's
because Lord only knows I put on some weight sitting on the chair.
There is no question about that. Guilty. Just real quick, though, tomorrow, west-northwest, 10 to 15, 3 to 5. I went down to the beach today around 3 o'clock, and the surfers were digging it, dude.
It's a heck of a – there's got to be a pretty decent swell.
And you got a west wind.
And a west wind.
So
it's folded.
It was just a beautiful break.
Yep.
But absolutely doable on the beach, because if you're running north and south, you won't even feel this, you know. But Saturday, north winds 5 to 10 to becoming east in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3. And then Sunday, south winds 5 to 10, 2 to 3. Monday, southwest winds 5 to 10. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10.
I Woo! Mean, Saturday is one of those, could almost pull you in as a sucker forecast, though. I think it's going to be a little bit bigger, especially those boys that are blowing offshore.
Well,
because understand it, folks. That's what opens tomorrow.
Grouper
season opens tomorrow.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's no grouper around anymore.
No grouper. I'm just telling
but,
you.
But your deal with Saturday is Friday night is northwest at 5. So there's not much wind on it on Friday night, and Saturday north winds 5 to 10. Yeah, for the big boats, they're going to go.
Yeah.
You know, the big boats are going to go. But for the guys that want to fish the beach, cobia fishing, fishing the bait pods, oh, my God, it's going to be beautiful.
Where did those – why did the Rays pass us? Because I know Jacksonville and Georgia, they're hammering them right now.
Well, nobody's been out.
I know, but, I mean, you've at least gone out there a couple days.
Yeah, but I haven't – you know me, I don't fish the beach much. You know, I mean, I'll come in and look, you know, I mean, like on – on Tuesday when I fished, I fished the last of that outgoing tide.
Yeah, true, because you didn't have no reason to stop at the sea buoy because there's no scum line.
I didn't.
I mean, there's no trash line.
I didn't. So, and I caught my mullet.
Yeah, you're right.
Inshore because supposedly the pogies were all the way down in the desert. Well, I ain't going to run all the way to the desert. I've only got 3 hours left of my trip.
Right.
You know, so I caught mullet, plenty of them. My God.
I know, as early as it is in a year.
And you know, if you remember Tuesday morning, it was cold.
It was cold because I had jeans on.
Yeah,
I think you did too.
Jeans and a daggum, a long sleeve shirt and a light jacket.
And a light jacket.
So I was surprised to see that many mullet, but it warmed up fast. But anyway, I started out inshore, and the tide went slack and
fishing.
And you know, I was 6 miles from the inlet. They're like, what are we going to go do? I said, we're going offshore.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Grab you a seat.
Yeah, that's what I said. Grab you a seat. And by that time, you know, the tide had switched.
Uh-huh.
So now I had a pretty inlet,
uh-huh.
You know, and I did run the beach to the south just to see. No pogies. Went straight offshore from there and had a fabulous day. On the really nice flounder. Had one cobia short. And then, obviously, sea bass.
How many snapper you catch in 2 hours?
Snappers?
Yeah.
I don't catch very many snapper when I'm flounder fishing.
Really?
Well, I mean.
Well, you're off to the. Yeah, you're. Yeah, I'm not gonna give. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't. And the other thing is, I use such big baits.
Yeah.
You know, that if you went out where I'm at and use cut bait, you're going to get eat up with sea bass and snapper. That's always the key to catching flounder. You put the big baits down there. You don't get very many bites.
Because they truly don't. Everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to go catch. Now, don't get me wrong. A cigarman or a sardine is totally different.
Totally different.
But
totally different.
Bring a pogie out there. I mean, and I've been there during last year's one day. I fished a snapper roundup thing, and I had a box full of pogies because I was catching my mackerels too. And it took a long time, finally, for one of them to sniff out a pogie. You're better off cutting his tail off.
No, you cut him in half.
And chunk him out.
Yeah. Absolutely, but yeah, as if you're snapper fishing, if you're going snapper fishing, a live bait is not. Look, don't get me wrong. There's so many snapper out there. They're going to eat whatever. But if you're targeting them, cut that bait in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's go talk to Richard this evening here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. What's up, Richard?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I saw today the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council is having a webinar about snapper grouper on offshore reefs on North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yes.
I know we have offshore reefs here. I don't know where the hell they are because I don't go offshore. Mm-hmm. But in my little 17-foot boat. But I'm sure you guys probably do, and I'm guessing in your 24-footers you can probably get out there and stuff. Do you think maybe they could expand it to Georgia, Florida, too? Or you think this is just some more BS with the North Carolina, South Carolina favoritism?
Are we talking snapper?
Yeah, it's a snapper grouper thing. They're not talking about open. They're just, again, correct. They're looking for data.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
On the.
Oh, they're looking for data. I thought it was fishing.
No. The way I read it, because I did get that email, and the way that I read it was they were looking for intel into when to open up their season if they were going to get one in Georgia and South Carolina.
Okay.
The way I read it.
I'll go back and read it. Okay. Richard,
it's so strange. We've had no word.
I don't think we're getting one.
Right.
I know that. I get that, Richard. But to his point, Richard's point, to not let us know one way or the other, and it's May.
Well, hell, they only let us know a week or 2 weeks ahead last year whenever they were going to do it.
It's crazy.
That's true.
It's absolutely.
Yep.
And here's the other thing. Tomorrow, you know what opens up, Richard?
What?
Grouper.
Grouper opens up May 1st.
Okay. There are no grouper.
Okay.
They're dead.
There's no.
Because the snapper ate them all.
There's no. Well, I don't know about that, but there's no grouper. I mean, it's like, you know, if snapper season opened up tomorrow, the bait stores, the gas stations, it would be chaos. There would be so many people going fishing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, when's the last time you call a grouper, Kevin?
You want me to be honest?
Yeah, I think it's been 10 years. I mean, I've been listening to your shows for 20 years now.
No, it's been at least 10 years.
That we've talked about this.
Well, that I've caught a legal grouper.
Oh, hell, I don't know the last time I did.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be, every bit of probably 14, 15 years ago for me when I ran big boats.
Wow. When I ran big boats offshore. Yeah.
You know, it's probably been all that for me.
I've seen Jody Lynn post some things where they've caught some grouper, but you know, I don't know exactly how far they go offshore and stuff in their boats and stuff. But
they're 130 foot.
Yeah, they're starting
at 130 foot. Yeah. So you're talking 40 miles plus.
Right.
Okay.
And that's where you're going to find them. I'm not saying that you can't catch a few inshore, but the divers are going to get to them before the rod and reelers are going to get to them.
Okay.
Makes sense.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to going out Saturday. It looks like a good day. Thanks, guys.
It's
going to
be beautiful.
You got
absolutely.
It.
Thanks, Richard. 641-1010, 641 1010, you listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast right here on 1010 XL. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010 XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. And you know you rock that 8-track.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was cassette. It was cassette by then.
It was cassette by then.
Yeah, it was cassette by then.
It wasn't 8-track, it was cassette.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely cassette.
Man, can you remember you used to burn out your reverse button?
Uh-huh.
Because we're going to hear that song again. So and there was only one song that was worth a damn on the whole cassette, and you just burned that cassette up. Take
I don't know. That was a pretty good cassette.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that one, but
yeah.
I'm just saying
I know. Yeah. I get it. And we were supposed to talk to Captain Leon Dana, but he hasn't called in. But that's okay. Fishing this week, the inshore fishing. Tommy, yeah, absolutely. We're going to go talk to Tommy before we talk about what we did this week. What's up, Tommy? Tommy. Hello?
I'm on. We had to kick back from the studio. Are we on?
We are good, buddy. What's up?
Can we hear me? Nah, I'm good. Hey, good. Hey, I was going. The flounder fishing down at the flounder hole has been slow. We're going back, Saturday morning to see what's up on the tides. But, yeah, I was kind of unimpressed.
Slow. Yeah. Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, you're the inshore flounder guy. It's always dead this time of year, right?
It's early.
We had an amazing winter, though.
We did. Yeah. I mean, like Leon and even me, I caught a few fish, too. But, I mean, what I have not seen yet, Tommy, because I'm still kind of – I'm splitting my time up between creeks and main river kind of thing.
It's early.
And I just started seeing little baby minnows in the creek mouths.
Right.
When I was down in the creeks the other day. I did not see any of them do double backflips yet. But usually when I start seeing flounders in creeks doing double backflips chasing those little thingies, then I go, okay, now let me go start pounding docks. Let me go start, you know, pounding bridges and all that
and
kind
that's,
of stuff.
That's easily later in May.
Yeah. I got three little ones the other day on Tuesday. I mean,
how about the?
They were little.
I know you like to fish docks. How's your? You can thumbs up, thumbs down. How's your black sea bass on banging around the docks? Yes or no?
Black drum or sea bass?
No, black sea bass.
None.
No, me neither. Like last year,
now
we
black
were
drum.
Catching...
Now black drum. That's a whole different story. Yeah, I've been stroking them things.
Yeah, black drum.
Yeah,
fish has been good.
I was just kind of going through the, you know, last year, I don't know. It just, maybe it's a little early, but everything feels right. But we've been beating around the docks and everything. And, you know, between the mud minnows last year, the sea bass and the flounder, I don't know, maybe it's a little
Tommy,
early.
Tommy, when's the last time that you went to the flounder hole in St. Augustine?
Saturday.
What time
I work so much
fish?
Now,
what time,
I can't
I'm just
go.
Curious.
I'm always outside. My flounder, and y'all know where I'm fishing right there. You know, by the thing, by the boat dock. I'm always, that's my low tide spot.
Okay.
It's so good for the area around the mansion dock and all that, you know?
Right. Yep. The water's incredible.
Cold.
No, incredible.
Beautiful.
Clear.
Oh.
Did you see how clear it was all the way down
beautiful.
South where
it's
I was?
Cold, though.
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, on Tuesday, I wanted to take a picture of the sandbar. Because if I would have sent that picture to you, Tommy, you would have said, what are you doing at the Keys?
Yeah, Keys in the Bahamas.
It was unbelievable.
No.
Yeah, and you on top of the bridge like that, and you can on the dead high water,
even though
it's 7 foot of water, you can see that whole length of that sandbar that runs from the Vallona Beach Bridge all the way to the inlet.
I love it.
I'm with you. Honest to goodness, I just, I was kind of, I really thought, I figured me and the minions, we could bang out some sea bass and, you know, get out some, and there was a couple other local boys who, you know, we were all beating up the same thing, mud minnows and, you know, going up and down. And, you know, even the local boys who were gigging going, man, we're still ones and twos at night. I'm going, dang, that water.
Let me tell you something real quick, because I'm still predominantly doing nothing but throwing shrimp, okay? Mm-hmm. Once I start pitching shrimp around docks and I start getting the pinner bites, then I know it's flounder time.
Right.
And the water's still too cold.
I was going to ask you this question. Has anyone, this is just something we were talking about literally this evening. Would it, the big mansion dock down there, would it be, have we ever thought about throwing fiddler crabs for sheath head right there? Because
of
where it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's a...
Okay.
I mean, I would think that that's more of a high.
I like that on a high incoming because it's so shallow.
I met the old boy who owns the place too, and I got permission to be up on the joint now.
Yeah, all them docks right there—they're all
super cool.
I mean, even the very tip of them, for the most part, the deepest they are on dead low tide is 6 foot, and to me, that just ain't enough. So I'm going to fish it on a mid-range outgo or a mid-range incoming, up top.
Yeah, you need enough water. Yeah, okay. I mean, I feel you.
I gotta
like
have a
style,
ledge.
Boys.
That ain't enough
for
a ledge.
All right. See y'all.
Good hearing from you.
Good to hear.
My pleasure.
Right, stay safe.
See you.
Bye.
Captain Leon Dana did decide to call in. And
he was having date night.
Oh, date night? You got date night, Leon?
Date night tonight. I got stuck running into Hana Yuri for sushi, so I couldn't get outside like I normally do.
I knew something had to happen.
It's date night, guys.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, let me tell you something. Chip and I have survived off drive-through at Moe's at Bartram Park. I'll tell you that much, man.
That's awesome.
They got a nice little touch screen. You can order everything you want right there.
Yep. And they got the little family packages for like $30 that comes with the chicken and beef and all the fixings for like $30.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys are making me hungry. Yeah.
It's great.
That's funny.
It's great. I mean, they're healthy. It's healthy food. I mean, it truly is. It ain't nothing but a little flour tortilla.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I go straight for the home wrecker. Okay, I don't care.
Well, yeah, I do too.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Kevin's laughing at me, but yes, yeah. I'm not going to lie to you that I haven't put on weight. I have. Oh, I know
we all have. Are you kidding me?
You know,
I mean, stop. It's not like we're out. I mean, I mowed the yard for the fourth time this week.
Was it for the lawnmower case or for your case?
No, just because I wanted something to do.
I know.
I mean, so, but anyway, it's
you
all
good.
You got
a pretty lawn. That thing's almost like a golf course.
I've got it down.
Dude, you got it down now. That thing is gorgeous.
I've got it down now to, it's about, I mean, literally, Leon, I got it down to about an inch and three quarters. I mean, I got it. And it's green, and literally, it looks like a tight fairway. It's
I want
awesome.
To come in here and make a mole come through this, or take a pitching wedge hit pitching wedge and watch him just fuming mad.
Oh, fuming mad. Because
this thing is like a golf course out here right now.
I've got an armadillo, and he's the smartest.
We're going to have to snipe
armadillo
on him.
Oh, are you kidding me, man? I mean, I go out there, I'm all proud, and I wake up the next morning, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Anyway, Leon, fishing.
Yes, sir.
This week, we've had some pretty weather.
Yes, sir.
We had some ugly days.
You've had some ugly days, but you've had great tides this week.
Yep.
Yeah, the tides have definitely been in my favor.
Yeah, I haven't seen very many pictures.
I can send you pictures, I just haven't posted them much. Water clarity is decent this week, guys. The water temperature did drop down about 5 degrees. I'm sitting right around 75 degrees now.
Right.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if it fires back up again. I have noticed lately a lot of the rosy spoonbills have showed up, mm-hmm. and I'm starting mm-hmm. to see little shrimp here and there. So I expect things to turn on here pretty good with that. I'm still using mud minnows. I'm not using shrimp. I'm using mud minnows primarily. And my best bite this past week has come back in the creeks, in the back creeks.
Yeah, because of the water. That's interesting.
And probably the water's cleaner back there and warmer.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, Scotty. I have found cleaner water in the back creeks. The main channel has just been too dirty for me to fish. And once I get back in there, I mean, it's just like a night and day difference, the clarity. And I'm doing so much better.
And here's the good news. Here's the great news. Everybody's going back to work on Monday.
Hey, I'm not, guys, I'm telling you this. I mean, we all fish,
yeah.
You know, enough, okay? Dudes, these fish that were in the river have taken a huge hit in the last month and a half.
Oh, I,
sure they have.
I did an interview with Dan Hicken yesterday. No, Tuesday. And he asked me, he's like, okay, you know, because of the charter fleet basically being shut down, and he's like, look, this may sound stupid. He said, is that better for the fish? And I'm like, I was like, oh, no. I said, the charter fleet may be shut down. I said, but the fishing industry is unbelievable.
Yeah, no. I mean, the bait shops and everything are selling out of their shrimp in 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, there's
right.
so many people fishing. You know? I mean, Leon, I pulled up, I had a 7:30 trip on
right.
Tuesday morning. So I got there at 6:30, and I'm like, I almost didn't have a place to park. I mean,
yeah.
I'm like, it's on a Tuesday, you know, and but here's the thing, here's what's so funny. They all blew offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And that was,
right.
you know, there was some, you know, obviously some inshore guys fishing and stuff. But I couldn't believe how many people were offshore fishing, dude.
I got to tell you a story, though, real quick.
Okay.
Sunday, Leon.
Yes,
Sunday.
Sir.
Our tide wasn't until late afternoon. I fished 1:30 to 5:30.
Right.
I'm not lying to you. Our good friend Captain Dennis Goldstein. I pulled a Captain Dennis. I pulled in at the ramp of my house at 4:45 in the morning at the St. Augustine South boat ramp. There was 12 trucks already there before me. The ramp was almost full at 4:45. So at 5 o'clock, I put my boat in the water. I steamed around to Comanche Cove.
Right.
Talked to them the night before. Said, "Hey, look, I got to do some work. Wife needs my truck. I'm gonna park it here, and I'm coming back for a charter." Okay, no problem. when I tried to come out of that ramp at 6:30 at night,
yeah,
they were all the way to Flagler Hospital, both sides of the road. It was just
oh my god!
Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, it really was. I mean, you couldn't fish main shore.
But Leon, that's a typical Sunday. I mean,
it's gotten a lot. It's gotten worse because they're home teaching the kids Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Finally, Saturdays and Sundays break loose. They go, we got to get the hell out of here. Yeah. I can't be in this house anymore.
I totally agree. And Leon, you wait. Look, things are getting ready to open back up. Things are going to get better for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine what July is going to look like at the boat ramps? Oh, my Lord.
You guys better learn to get up early.
Yeah, I'm not trying to open a can of worms, but the county better figure something out because we don't have enough boat ramps.
No.
I'm not going to work the weekend.
No, I don't work weekends.
Me
anymore.
Neither.
No, that was last Sunday. That was my last day.
Yeah. Yeah. Now here's the kicker to that though, Leon. I will do an offshore trip on Sundays.
Yes, same here.
Because
if church opens back up again,
yeah.
Where the boat ramps don't get filled till 10:30, 11 o'clock, I'm in.
That's right. If you get to the boat ramp early on Sunday, you're fine.
You're fine.
Now,
and pulling out, who cares?
Right. Who cares? You know. But
I agree to you. But Saturdays, I'm out.
Right.
Because between the possibly with you on the Saturday morning thing, and just I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you.
I'm a Monday through Friday kind of guy.
Okay,
Palm Valley boat ramp is a train wreck. Okay? It's a stone cold train wreck with one in, one out. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that is what it is.
I haven't heard you touch on it yet.
Go ahead.
No. So I know we're getting ready to take a break, but I'm fishing with one of your customers tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. By the name of
Tom?
Oh, God. Anything he tells you about me, it's probably true.
Are we talking about Tom with the little boat?
Tom Morgan. He's talking about Tom Morgan.
Yeah. Doesn't he have the little skiff?
Nope. Tom doesn't. If Tom owns a skiff, it's going to be 60 foot or larger, I guarantee you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking your other Tom. The other Tom we redfished with.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. And
you will have a great time with Tom.
Yeah, I've got some pretty good intel going on. And I may do both, Leon. I did that on Tuesday, fished the last night outgoing tide that it offshore.
Right.
And you know, you don't have the opportunity to do that very often.
It only happens every other week.
Yeah. So I may fish with them inshore and then pop offshore.
Sounds super. I tell you what, if the weather holds like I'm reading, Sunday, by golly, I'm running the beach and I'm looking for client killers out there. I got my girlfriend's son going out with me. Nothing more fun to me than 30 and 40 pound jacks.
I knew exactly what you were saying.
I did too. I had a laugh.
Last week, I think I told you, I had so much fun. And the funny thing is, Leon, is for the last three or four springs, I haven't seen those jacks.
Not like that, surfing waves and stuff?
Yeah, man. And I was so fired up. So, you will be able to find some client killers for sure.
I'm looking forward to that. But listen, whatever Tom says, it goes, okay? So I'll just leave it at that. You'll have fun.
All right, buddy. Have a great evening, Leon. Be careful.
All right, guys,
check out
the sushi on date night. Yeah. Don't forget, you got a charter in the morning.
You got it.
See you 641-1010, 641-1010. If you want to give us a call right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast with Captain Scott Shank, I'm Captain Kevin Faber. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
I think there's a theme going on
tonight. We'll have to ask our good friend Michael what is the theme reason for
tonight. But I like it.
I think y'all can guess that one.
Yeah. It's Thriller. But I'm saying, what is it?
Are we thrilled because the economy's coming back?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Is that
sure?
Is it birthday or anniversary?
Okay, sure. I like it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome back, folks, to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Thursday night, 7 to 8, with Captain Kevin Favor, Captain Scott Shank. And don't forget, you can call in, 641-1010, if you got any questions or whatever.
Well, and the thing is, to spring Chip up for this, I think that, you know, Chip, we're all kind of coming out of a shell here, mm-hmm. And kind of get back into the real world, and people are going to be like, you know, I know there's been a bunch of people fishing, but there's going to be other people that have been like, you know, hey, look, kind of been inside.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yep.
You know, and it's the fishing's been good when we've gotten out, but hell, we haven't fished much. I mean,
last three days canceled on me.
Honestly, in April, how many trips did you do?
You don't want to know. Five.
Me?
Oof. Yeah. How many trips did you do?
I ran five in April.
I had a couple more than that, and then everything kind of shut down. Had a strong run for 1 week. Where I had a couple doubles and I was booked solid, and then after that it was gone. Literally, like somebody, you know, closed the faucet off, turned the faucet off, it quit.
Yeah, I think I did one last week, I did one this week, and so that would bring me to a total of three.
Whoa!
Yeah. And all of us, I think all of us concur that we were all booked pretty much for the month.
But
you know what? Hey, look, here's the deal.
I understand, and that's what I tell everybody when they call me. I'm so sorry. I said, it's okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Look, we're not the only ones sitting at home.
You know,
everybody else is too.
And I get it.
So we're not feeling sorry for ourselves. I'm just looking forward to May.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Yep.
I'm looking forward to the restaurants opening back
up on
Monday.
That's what I'm saying. I'm ready to let them start jump-starting everybody, because there's a lot more people out there, a lot worse than us all.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just blessed I was able to do some turkey hunting. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, I did a lot of
Yeah,
and,
you did
and,
a lot of that.
And here's the deal. I did a lot of turkey hunting. I didn't do any killing. That's for dadgum sure. Yeah,
but I mean, at least we've had the outlet to keep us kind of sane. I have a hard time just going and hanging around the house. I mean, I love to fish and love what we do.
Yep.
And when you don't get to do it, you know, I've just been trying to keep a positive mental attitude about it and find other avenues, you know, to go and do other things. And now, you know, next week, I think I'm pretty much booked up and, you know, looking forward to getting out and doing some different stuff. You know, and not having the boat ramps extremely packed. I'm sure they'll still be a little busy, but, you know, and I get it. I mean, everybody has a boat. They should be out. I mean,
hell yeah, I get it too.
But these fish got their tugs out going, can y'all just give me a break? You know, they've seen every single kind of bait.
Yep.
Twitch bait, jig, artificial, whatever, thrown on top of them. They've heard about 3,482 props over their head. And it's just like, they're going, damn, is this place ever going to get quiet again? What the hell's going on? What the hell's going on up there? Joe.
Is there some kind of a virus going on? Or
Joe.
Something?
Yeah. So, you know, take your life and go jump up on land and see what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are.
Report back.
It's been crowded. They, you know, the funny thing at the boat ramps, people have actually been, you know, for the most part, really nice and helping each other mm-hmm. out. You know, it hasn't been crazy like some Julys I've seen, you know, but it is what it is, you know. I mean,
you
got to wait.
Chip, I have to concur with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. You know, I mean, you know me. I mean, I'm going to say good morning or hello to any person within 10, 15 feet of me. And man, everybody's just been, you know, I think everybody's been like, it is what it is. And we're all going to get through it. And the news gets better and better every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, on Tuesday, I was shocked. But, you know, and now I'm same attitude as you, Chip. I was like, good for them, man.
Good for them. I mean, think about it. You know, you the older we get, we lose sight of it. But there's a lot of families that they work their butts off and never truly get to see their kids. Mm-hmm. I know this is a weird statement to make, but wow, you've been stuck at home with them every day, 4 days, 5 days out of the week, you know, and you've become a family again. I mean, when we were raised up, dinner time was 5:30 and your butt was at that damn dinner table at 5:30.
Right.
No questions asked.
And I know, Chip, I know you don't have kids, but what Scott, what he's saying is true, because when I started my business, started getting really, really busy with my charter business about the time I started raising kids.
Right.
And Chip, here's the deal. We never ever my kids are out of the house now. We never took a vacation.
No.
Because I was working mm-hmm. so much. Summer vacations were out
of
the question.
Yeah, I haven't done that in like 25 years.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because we were so that's a good point. It's a very good point. You know?
Well, you know, you said the boat ramps were packed on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I ran from Palm Valley, and we went all the way up to Sisters Creek and fished a bunch of different areas and all the way back. And there was nobody out. It was crazy. Inshore.
Well, I mean, every boat ramp I passed. 35 knots on Wednesday.
Oh. Well, it wasn't that bad at first. It was beautiful in the morning, and then all of a sudden it came in. Trust me, I ran across the river yesterday. I know what it was like. But it was beautiful. Beautiful day, but it did get really windy. But I mean, you know, usually in the last month and a half, I mean, it didn't matter if it was blowing 100 knots, everybody was out, you know.
And yeah,
it was kind of funny, it was kind of eerie almost, you know, but it was interesting that it did blow yesterday for sure. I'll give you that.
I would love to see Erie. The only Erie is when I'm leaving a boat ramp at 5:30 and there's nobody's up yet.
Yeah, I want to see Erie.
Because by 7:30, it's there's hell to pay on them waterways, I can promise you.
Yeah, so you did like a crazy day on Wednesday, like 8 hours, right?
No, we called it at like 5.5.
You did? Okay.
It got to the point where you could only, I mean, you had 30 foot of bow in your line and you couldn't feel the bite, you know, and I had some clients that wanted to fish some different areas and see some different scenery. We got to see a lot of scenery, that's for sure. I mean, that's a pretty decent haul, you know, but it was
especially
it was
with
fun.
The wind blowing that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you got back in the intercoastal, it wasn't so bad, but crossing that river, you know, right as you hit the intercoastal, the tide was going against the wind, so it was a little interesting. Had to run as close to the edge as possible, but... You know, it's, you know, I was just happy to be on the water. Honestly, I had a big grin on my face and, you know, it's like, man, this is beautiful. I mean, the weather's beautiful right now and the fishing's good. So it's time to go.
No, you're absolutely right about the weather.
Dude, I mean, next week, mid 90s all week.
And no wind.
And no wind.
Oh,
hello.
I can promise you the downrigger's going on the boat next week. Mm-hmm. And the kingfish rods, I'll throw a two on there at least.
Did you replace your line and your crimps yet?
And my crimps
on your downrigger?
No, I haven't.
You need to do that.
Yep, but so I don't lose any downrigger balls. No, I do need to do that. That's a good tip, by the way. I might use that for Saturday.
Oh, really?
That's a good tip.
I always do it at least once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got to.
That's a good one. I'm going to use that for the Nimmick Outdoor Show.
Because you always look at your crimps.
And I'm going to. And you know what? I'm going to take credit for it, Chip.
You can. I don't care. I don't care.
Well, it's nice to
I got
wide
right shoulders.
Now,
I got wide shoulders.
That's fantastic. So, what did you see up at Sisters Creek? Because there's a lot of people that fish that area, that listen to this show. Did you find some reds? Did you find some trout?
Did not find reds. There were trout. There was. Black drum, flounder, ladyfish, jacks.
Catfish.
Nope. Not up
really?
There.
Really?
I didn't catch catfish up there.
Damn it.
No,
damn
I'm the Palm Valley catfishthecats.com. So it was we did catch one in Palm Valley before we got left and went out there though. Big old
okay.
tail cat.
Good. Good. You got
your big old pets. Cat, yeah. Yeah, like Kirk with a sheep head, you got your catfish.
Yeah, right. But you know it is you know, and then Tuesday we had a mixed bag of all kinds of stuff, you know, trout, reds, flounder, black drum, we had sharks again, you know, the big bonnet heads, not the little ones but the big ones.
Hey, by the way, and I know that we talked last week about the bonnet head thing on mm-hmm. on Tuesday. I saw two.
Did you?
Working
right there.
Yeah, down there, you know, south of 312, mm-hmm. You know, and on the mud flats and stuff. And I thought, oh, I'm going to catch one of these dudes because I want to try one. I want to see what they taste like.
All right, if I catch one, I'll see.
They're good. They're good. Those ones that are about 36 inches and above are the ones I like to keep.
Okay.
So,
I'm gonna keep the next time I catch one, I mean, I've heard too many things you know, I'm definitely willing to try
it. I mean,
because
do you put them straight on ice or what? Or do you put them in your live well, or what do you do?
You guys have big live wells like I do. I keep them in the live well. You know,
how the hell do you get them back out of there?
Just reach in and grab them, Scotty. Yeah. I mean, they're not that bad. You grab a kingfish.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
No, I don't grab a kingfish. My hands don't go around his tail.
Yeah. He's.
You're asking me to pinch down a shark between the back of his head? What,
yeah,
are you crazy?
He's lucky to get the mullet.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
My hand won't go around a pogey.
Yeah.
I got to put him against my chest to rig him.
You can use your big bait net over the head, too, and you know, kind of hold him there and grab him. But, yeah, and just take them out and clean them fresh and skin them immediately. I mean, they make really nice fillets. I don't cut them in steaks. You know,
okay.
They clean real easy. Real easy to clean.
Cleaning sharks is easy, you know. But
it's just an initial cut.
Yeah, and you know, because I've always, you know, we all grew up, I'm serious, black tips the best. And, dude, I have absolutely, you know, caught those, I don't know, 12, 15 pounders and cleaned them and eaten them. And I'm like,
I can do without it.
Yeah. I can certainly do without it.
It's kind of like a swordfish. That's okay.
I think it has the same effect. They eat crabs and shrimp primarily, crustaceans.
Right.
So same thing with black drum. I'd rather eat a black drum than a redfish any day,
Hell,
in my opinion.
Of course.
They taste
so good.
So I think it's the same premise.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to try it because one time in my life, my neighbor caught a mako.
Now that's incredible.
Oh, yeah. And brought me a piece.
Yep.
And you know, and I had the black tip thing in my mind, but then I looked at this piece of meat and I'm like, oh, it's pink.
Yep.
I mean, it's literally pink. Holy cow.
Talk about good.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing,
yeah.
Chip. Yeah.
Well, they
swim around and eat
too.
Tuna all day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish
yeah.
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 If your diet was considered the most expensive fish on the market, yeah, what the hell? You probably taste pretty good too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. That's
But there's, like I said, the water looked, it was a little stained up all the way up there. We've had the rain, you know, we had some more, you know, and the fish are still there, you know. And one of the things, most of the better bites came off the deeper ledges too. I will say that.
Right.
Instead of fishing the shallow edges, you know, now there are a bunch of guys that I've talked to that were fishing the shallows back up in the creeks and the holes, and they were doing well, and the water looked good back there, like Leon said. But, you know, we were focusing on deep ledges and, you know, looking. And the tide was really low on Wednesday, too. It was actually nice to be able to see a lot of stuff I forgot about.
Yeah, because that wind was blowing it out. Yep.
Yeah, so. But, Todd's
going to get low tomorrow. Be careful.
Yeah.
Todd's going to be
low. I'll be in the woods in the morning, so.
Good for you.
Okay.
I got a couple more days left, and then you know, back to reality. So
back to reality. Yeah. Cool. Are you? Where? I'm just. People are like, what the hell? Where are you hunting in the morning?
In Georgia. I'm gonna hunt my lease up there across from yours.
Okay.
I'm actually gonna drive up there and see if I can roost a bird in a couple minutes.
We'll go
and see where they're at. So it's 67 degrees up here. It's beautiful.
I know.
So,
I know. My parents are up there. They're staying at our place.
Oh, are they?
Yep. Yep.
Mom and Dad
are up. So, but I'll be up on Saturday. All right, buddy. Have a great evening and kill you a bird in the morning.
See you guys.
See
later,
ya.
Bud.
Very nice. He's got the life, doesn't he?
He does, though.
Yeah.
Single guy. That's what you do.
Fish 3 or 4 days, and then
the woods 3 or 4 days.
Woods 3 or 4 days.
What the hell happened to me?
You got married, dude.
I got married.
641-1010. 641-1010. We got one more small segment to go here on the Most Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Be right back.
This is the Most Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Most Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favorsit with Captain Scott Shank.
You only need a glove.
Okay. We've all needed gloves lately, that's for sure. Real quick, the forecast for tomorrow, west northwest 10 to 15, 3 to 5. And just so I went and looked at it this evening, before we came on the air, around, I shouldn't say this afternoon, 3 o'clock. And it was just a swell.
Okay.
You know, I mean, obviously the beach, the
swell on the beach was probably head high. It was probably gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. West wind, man. I mean, it's so if you want to fish the beach tomorrow, look for cobia, rays. I think that it's going to be gorgeous. I didn't see any bait, you know, so, but hell, I can only see a mile one way or the other.
Was the water clean?
It was dirty in the surf, which is what I really like to see. And then it was pretty outside that mud line, you know. But I love that dirty surf because that usually brings the pogies in.
God only knows we need to start seeing some of those.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Sounds like Mayport's been loaded up with them.
Uh-huh. I don't want to have to run all the way up there to come all the way back down here to fish.
Well, anyway, Saturday, north winds 5 to 10 becoming east in the afternoon, 2 to 3. Saturday night, which is key, south-southeast 10 to 15, and then southwest after midnight. That's a summertime pattern right there. Sunday, south winds 5 to 10, 2 to 3. Monday, southwest 5 to 10. Looking pretty. All right, let's go talk to Andrew before we get out of here. Andrew!
Hey, guys. How are you?
Where you been?
Yeah, my gosh. I feel like, you know, your long-lost brother that you forgot about.
No, I didn't forget about you guys. I hear you in the morning with your little fishing forecast. I've been busy with COVID working at Bayo. My wife is through, and we actually got the quarantine for 15 days because she got exposed early on. So it was pretty interesting. But I did do something on my days off. I'm going out to the Osceola, and I am seeing deer, snakes, bear scat, and all over the place, and a ton of turkey. And I'm going out there tomorrow to go fishing on the ponds. Getting some bass and perch and stuff. So we'll
good.
See
I'm glad. We're glad you're doing all right, brother. We got to run, but it's great hearing from you.
Real quick, I could tell you this: going out in the woods, I feel better. I feel energized afterwards, just like I listening to your show. Woo!
God, we've missed him. He called in earlier.
That makes me feel so much better hearing from him. Yep. That's awesome.
I wonder how his son's doing. Is he surfing now still? Is he a pretty professional surfer?
We haven't talked to Andrew in so long. I'm not even sure.
I know. Hell, it was like last November.
Yep. So, folks, make sure you join us for the Nemnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning from 7 to 10. Looks like the weekend's going to be beautiful.
Grouper season opens tomorrow, just for anybody that cares.
La. It's, you know, I mean, who cares? You know, seriously.
By the way, I
did catch a grouper on Tuesday.
Did you?
Yeah, about 16 inches while I was flounder fishing.
Really?
Yeah, in 60 feet of water. That was pretty cool. I haven't caught a grouper in a long time. But when it came up, I was like,
"What the hell?
That's a little gag."
Yeah.
You know,
cool.
I was excited. Seriously, but.
I don't know, honestly, like we talked about before, the last time I ever
I have no idea. I have no idea. But here's the deal. There's a lot of other stuff to catch out there right now, and the weather's going to be great. Folks, for Captain Scott Shake and our boy Michael in the studio, we appreciate y'all. Have a great weekend of fishing, and be safe. And, by the way, go eat at a restaurant.
Exactly.
See ya.